that we don't take for granted. We are what we are because of you. And we are so gracious and so grateful and so appreciative that you've given us an opportunity to be a reflection of you. So thank you for all that you do in our lives. And thank you for everyone who's listened to our voice and those on the internet that's out there. Some people are struggling. They say life is life, and it's just so challenging. But Lord, we ask you to enter into their hearts, enter into their minds, so they'll know that they can do all things when they have you by their side. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. 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 So everybody said leading with the heart. All right, it's important, leading with the hearts. Now, I want to preface this to start off with to let you guys know that it's not about houses, it's not about cars, it's not about clothes, it's not about shoes, it's not about your bank account, it's not about nothing but relationships, right? It's important to understand that all those things fade away. They don't mean anything. They don't have nothing. We put a lot of value on things that really don't matter, but the thing that matter to God is relationship. When God had a conversation with Peter and he was getting ready to anoint Peter to be a leader, he asked Peter a question. He says, Peter, do you love me? He says, yes. He said, then feed my sheep, Peter. All right? He says, important. All the other stuff don't matter. I just want to make sure you feed my sheep. Now, I want you to understand it's important to know that everything in this world really that means something to God is about relationships. It's extremely about relationship. Love is about relationship. And your heart and your mind, when they in sync, is amazing, right? Your creative juices start flowing. So I want us to understand, how do we, as a people who love God with all our heart, all our mind, and all our soul, how do we lead with the heart, right? And it's so important to understand that because so many of us are challenged. We're challenged because we're living in a day and time where people on the internet, social media, saying it's over. It's the end of the world. Jesus coming back. And everybody's scared, and Musk and Trump got everybody on the uproar and all that. But just remember this. Only what you do for Christ will last, right? And the things you do for him is all about relationships. It's all about relationships. It's all about your heart. I need to move. I need to move as though God is operating through my heart, right? So when your heart is darkened, your world is darkened. And a lot of us are struggling, man, because our heart is messed up. And that's why he told somebody, he said, I got to turn your stony hearts to a heart of flesh, right? Because we've been downloaded stuff, man, to make our hearts so dark and so hard. And then we don't trust nobody. We don't care about anybody. We've been hurt. People have violated us. People have taken advantage of us. And so it made us callous, and we don't care. And we can look you in the eye and care nothing about you. But that's not the case, really, with people, man, who really downloaded God in their heart. When you have God in your heart, it does not matter what other people do. You understand your position and who you are. Everything is about oneness. Everything is about oneness. Everything. We are really one. And the sooner and the better we understand that, the better we will be as a people. We won't judge people. We won't look at people and try to judge them based on what they have and what they don't have. I do whatever I can to help people be everything they can be. I won't take from people. I won't take advantage of people because my heart is right. And it's important that if we're going to lead from the heart, we got to lead from a place of emotion, because the language of the heart is emotion and feelings. The language of the brain is thought, or the language of the mind is thought, right? So thought is like electricity, right? But the heart is like magnetic. It's magnetic. It draws, right? So it's important to make sure our heart is right. So whenever our heart is messed up and we're angry and anxiety sets in and fear sets in, our heart becomes dark, and then we're scared and we don't trust people and we move differently, right? We don't move like God is our Father when we're in fear. We don't move like God is our Father when we're in anxiety or when we're stressed out. We don't move like that. But when we have God and we know he's the center of our life, the game changes, right? And so I want us to, when we leave here today, I want us to leave here, man, with a different mindset. You know, I often have conversation with people all the time because I'm a pastor. And people always talk about people being hypocrites. Man, the people in the church ain't nothing but a bunch of hypocrites. You know, they talk about that. They hear God. They sit up under you. Then they go do whatever they want to do. What they're really saying is their heart is darkened. That's what they're really saying. They say their heart is not right. They come. They hear the message. They know what the message says. But when they walk away, they leave the same way they came. They came in with attitude. They leave with attitude. They came in with, I'm just coming because traditionally I just come to church. I'm not really coming to be transformed, right? But if you think about this, when I come to church, I don't care what you have on. I really don't care what you have on. It doesn't matter to me what you have on. If I'm focused on what you have on, then I got a problem at the gate. God is not the centerpiece right now. I may come to church. I may praise the Lord. I may give you a hug. But if I'm concerned about what you have on or what you're doing or whatever you say, then there's a problem. So I should be focusing on God. How do I make my heart more like his? Right? And I want to come so he can influence me so I can be a better person when I leave here. Right? I often tell people about my marriage. The reason Ardeen and I moved the way we moved is because we started doing life together when we were young. When we got married, we did everything, to every single service for 27 years straight. We went to every service together. So we learned the exact same thing. Right, so we could be, if we had an issue, we could always go back to the Word of God because it was the thing that did it. Right now, I used to party. I know y'all don't believe it, but I used to party. I used to shoot dice. Right, I used to do all that crazy stuff. Right, but when God changed my heart, He changed my life. When He changed my heart, He literally changed my life. I started seeing people differently. Right, and He really changed me. And when He changed me, He changed everything. People that I had contact with, people I started dealing with me differently. I started getting blessings I never thought I had blessings for. I thought people didn't care, and I found out people really cared. Right? Because when you walking in your heart space, in your heart space with God, people know your heart. And what comes from the heart will touch the heart. Right? People know you can walk in the room, and people can feel your heart. They know what you're all about. You can fake it. You can put on a smile. You ever seen somebody say, man, what's wrong with you? You know, something's wrong because they can feel you when they're in contact with God, right? And that's how we should be all the time. Instead of, now, don't get book knowledge and then not God loving. A lot of us read books and we read this and we get all this knowledge and all this information and we are hellions because all we do is read stuff and then find out what's wrong with other people. Right? Now, that's all we do. We find out, we get this information, and then we go, and then we say, this person not right, and they're a hypocrite, and they need to get it right. But if you study the life of Jesus, Jesus was unique. Jesus, who was so brilliant, all he did was find the good in people. Only body he had problem with was the people who thought they were self-righteous and thought they were better than everybody else. The rest of the people, man, he operated like from his father's heart. He had a heart of compassion. Right? So we're going to talk about that. Now, if you is going to lead from the heart, you must be Christ-centered. You must be Christ-centered. You got to understand that Christ resides in us, right? And he got to be the center of my life. Every time I make a decision, I got to make a decision, man, based on him being in my life, right? The Spirit of God got to be moving in my life. If I got to be Christ-centered. Every time I make a decision, when I go to the bank, when I interact with people, because every time I interact with people, I'm representing Christ. Some people only see Christ through your heart. They don't know nothing about him. They haven't went to church. They haven't interacted with anybody. They only know Christ through you, right? The way you treat them. So you can't profess to be saved, right? But the language is different. You can't profess to be saved and promiscuous, right? Because Christ comes in and he sanctifies your life. He purifies your life. He cleans your life up, right? So you can represent it because he don't want you to misrepresent him, right? That's why he's always reminding you about the right thing to do, right? And he tells you, I was telling my wife, and we was talking, right? And some of you guys can relate to this. Meg, I know you know this, right? I remember years ago, right, that people would buy furniture and it had plastic on it. Raise your hand, remember that, right? And they wouldn't let you sit on the plastic. Now watch this here. So what people did, and this, some of you are like this today. You have cars and houses. You bought furniture that was designed from the mind of a person for somebody to sit on, and you made the furniture more important than the people. You got a home that's so beautiful, but they come to your home, but they can't go in that room because that room is more valuable than you. So you make the rooms and the car and the houses and clothes and shoes more valuable than people. Make it make sense, right? It doesn't make any sense. It was built to be used. But I can hear somebody, but you know, you got to take care of your stuff. It's junk. It ain't nothing but matter. It doesn't mean nothing, right? I was telling my wife, we got a real nice dinette set, right? And you know, people come over, and when it's a special, people come over, and then we have a special dinner, everybody eat, right? And it's a real nice table, and we paid like $1,000 for it. It was nice. That sounded like a lot of money. I said, but LeBron James got a table that cost $10,000, right? So they probably eat hot dogs at my table, right? Because you make things valuable, right? So why don't you make people valuable? Why don't you make the people that God put under your sphere of influence valuable? Everybody you come in contact with, why don't you make them valuable? Why is your heart not going out for that person that's in front of you? Why don't you love that person in front of you? Because unconditional love is loving yourself unconditionally. And when you see somebody, it's just a reflection of you. And if we all one, there's no difference between you and me. We may have a little bit of different dirt, right? But if I'm leading with the heart, every time I come in contact, I'm always considerate about you, right? And God is going to remind me of it. So sometimes I slip up. Every time I slip up, Margaret, God let me know I slipped up. He said, yeah, you know you messed up, right? You thought that was important. That wasn't important, right? So wherever you are, whatever job, if you work at the gas station, if you're a custodian, it does not matter. God put you there to reflect him. And he wants your heart right, so wherever you go, you represent him. I was telling a guy the other day, I had a conversation with a young man, and he felt like, man, it's over. I don't know what to do. Life is life, and I don't have nowhere to go. I said, man, do you realize that people run the world? Now, every decision going to be made from a human. Do you know God is a spirit? And spirit works in the hearts and minds of people. Do you know one person who told you couldn't get something, God can touch somebody else and they say you can? One person can make a decision whether you keep your home or lose it. One person can make a decision whether your car get repossessed or not. You can go to court. One person can decide whether you go to prison or stay home. It's going to all be decided by some human being. So watch this here. If you in a position of power and your heart is right, when they come before you, they know they're going to be treated right. Right? When you come home, your kids know mama going to be fair. They know daddy going to be fair. I'm not going to get mistreated. Now, the reason I say that, because some kids are afraid to walk in the home because they get verbally abused, emotionally abused, physically abused. You got wives scared to come home. You got a husband scared to come home, right? From people who's supposed to have a relationship with God, whose heart's supposed to be right. But when you lead from the heart, right, you got to be Christ-centered. Everybody say Christ-centered. Christ-centered. Now, Christ-centered, man, is all about relationship. Everybody says it's all about relationship. It's all about relationship. When you make a decision, God did not promote you on that job for you to go around bragging about that job. He promoted you on your job, Zach, and gave you a promotion because I'm putting you over more people to show them who I am. Right? He said, I gave you a raise, not so you can have money, but so you can impact more people. It's all about that. You got to have empathy when you're Christ-centered. You got to put yourself in other people's shoes. You're going through some. We need to turn some air on because Martha's about to die. So y'all got to turn some air on, man. She been turn some air on around this place, right? And you got to have compassion for people, right? You can't be hard-hearted. When you lead from the heart, you got to be compassionate about people. You got to have compassion. You got to be, listen to me. I got to have so much compassion that I care so much about me and I'm passionate about who I am that it rolls over into who you are. Because it's really about you, right? And if it's about you, it's about me because there's no difference between us. Because we all created from the same source. Right? And you got to be happy. And it's all about a genuine connection. Right? So when you're talking about being Christ-centered, you got to be, genuinely, don't fake, don't play with me like you my friend and then talk about me behind my back. Because I can feel your spirit. Don't fool yourself. People can feel you when you're genuine, when you're not. Don't play. You know, I got a young lady in the audience, and we was, I went to school with her to meet with the principal, and the principal was acting like they cared about her son. We was sitting in the meeting, we walked up, and we knew that your heart wasn't where it was at. You was talking with your mouth, but you know, I really care. You don't care. Because all you trying to do is expel my son. You want to get my son out of your school. But you know, I care so much. No, you don't, right? God wants you to really be genuine. Because it's all about connection. Why did he connect you with the person next door? Why did he put you in touch with that person? Why are they in your life? No one is in your life unless God wants you to be an impact in their life. It doesn't matter what they're doing. It's matter what you're doing. Right? Now, listen to Matthew. Jesus replied, you must love the Lord your God with all your what? Heart. All your soul and all your what? Mind. He said, this is the first and greatest commandment. Then he says this. And the second one is equally important. Love your neighbor as what? Yourself. He said, the entire law. Right? And love is a heart thing. Everybody said love is a heart. Love is a heart thing. It's important. Your heart got to be right to love. Love covers a multitude of faults. It covers a multitude of faults. So when I love, and I know you're wrong, but I have mercy on you because I have the power to do something against you, but because I have a God conscience and I have a God heart, I don't do what I have the authority and the power to do. And God gave you this. You know God gave you the power to make a decision. And he sent back and said, what are you going to do? What decision are you going to make? Are you going to really leave this family as though I'm living inside of you? Or are you going to come, so you don't understand, I had a bad childhood. You just don't know what happened to me when I was growing up. He said, that's why I told you to be born again. He said, because I knew you was traumatized when you was a kid. He said, I was there when you was traumatized as a kid. He said, but you told the world that you were saved. You said you gave your life to the Lord. You said you was born again. Or did you lie? He said, well, then it should be reflected in your heart. Right? Now, so it's important. Listen to Luke. Right? So divine presence, here's what Jesus said. Neither shall they say, lo here or lo there, for behold what? God's power is going to be inside of you. As the power is inside of you, it changes your heart first and then your mind. Because they're going to work together like a Wi-Fi connection, right? It's like a Wi-Fi connection, and they're trying to connect. A lot of them are disconnected. Our heart and mind is disconnected because our mind is telling us to do one thing, and our heart is saying something different. Until we get them in line with each other, right, we won't ever be able to do everything God intended for us to do. Because what happens when we don't have a true Wi-Fi connection, we just run around trying to find a connection. Looking for somebody's hot spot. Right? Now, it's important. Now, I want to show you something. Once the Wi-Fi signal, right? I want you to, once the Wi-Fi signal connects between the heart and the brain, magic begins. Once your heart is right, and then your thought process is right, the world changes. The magic happens. Because now God is in full control. God is in full control, and now I can, listen, now whatever I want is right in line. All I got to do is put my attention there and focus on it, and God will bring it. Because my brain is the electrical current, and my heart is the magnetic field. And it'll pull it in, right? Now, but if my heart is not right, if my heart is darkened, and I'm trying to lead from my brain alone, I don't care about people. It's some people so smart, so brilliant, they're great leaders, right? But they always trying to take something from someone else, right? They're brilliant. God has created them to be extremely brilliant, but their heart is dark, right? So they can make things happen. They can build companies. They can have families. But they go home and they hellions at home. They tyrant as leaders. You know, they say, you know, I got a type A personality. That means I can talk crazy to you, right? Even though you're being nice to me. So I don't lead with the heart. I lead with my head. I lead with my intelligence. So my heart and my head is not connected. So I'm going around. Here's what happened. Don't raise your hand. How many, just in your mind, how many people work for someone, you know, is really, really smart, but you hate the ground they walk on? Because they're so smart, but they don't have no heart. They don't have no compassion for anybody. Their heart is dark as ever, but they're so smart and they're so brilliant. They come to the meeting, they line everything up. You know, they come home and they pay all the bills. They make sure grocery in the house. You know, they make sure everybody got school clothes, but everybody's scared to put them on. I thought you wore them yesterday, but why you got them on? You know, that's what happened when people are operating from their head and not from their heart. Because now I'm concerned about is material stuff, right? I want to see how much profit. This is a good example. I was reading about a company who made, I don't know if it's Coca-Cola, one of them. They made a big, big profit, like $14 million profit, right? And listen, watch hearts. You know this. Here's the heart. They made about $14 million in profit. So what they did was they came back and they told the people in the plants, right, I want you guys to work harder because we want now our profit to be $18 million. I'm going to buy me a yacht. I'm going to buy more money in the company. I'm going to have more stock, but I'm not giving you a raise. So we keep profiting at the top. You keep making me a profit, then guess what happened? Oh, you know what? Our profit dropped down. We didn't make $14 million. We only made $13.9 million. So now I got to lay you off, even though the profit was $13.9 million. Because we didn't make what you thought. Now I lay you off. And guess what I do when I lay you off? This is real talk, not fake. I get a raise while you get laid off. That's when your heart is dark. But God puts you in positions of power, whether it's in your home, on your basketball team, in the classroom, or whatever. You know, you get a chance to help somebody in the classroom. What is your heart like? Well, they should do the work too, but they don't know math like you know math. Right? But you know, they got a funky attitude. God don't care if they got a funky attitude because he gave them the attitude. He said, I want to know what you're going to do with your attitude, because your attitude can change their funky attitude to a good attitude. You have the ability, man, to influence somebody who is all the way left just by the way your heart, when you lead from the heart. That's what it's all about, right? Because watch this here. Thoughts are the language of the mind, but feelings are the language of the heart. Remember that, right? And it's important to understand that, right? So thoughts are electric, but feelings are magnetic, right? So watch this. My heart, here's what I told you guys. Here's how you know feelings are. Sister Corsay, your husband love me, man, right? Every time he see me, man, he put a smile on his face and give me a hug. What happens is when you love somebody, you can't get rid of them. Because it's magnetic. They can feel it, right? If you don't want nobody around you, you better not show them who you really are. Because you can't get rid of them, right? And the reason why you can't get rid of them, because God is love and God is attractive. And he draws people in. And because you have his heart, you don't want them around your work, but they keep wanting to come around and talk to you. They keep coming to your desk. They keep following you around in the cafeterias. I mean, God wouldn't leave me alone, man. I'm trying to talk to this girl. But they're attracted to you because your heart is right. Because you was nice to them. Because you cared. Watch this. You wasn't faking it. You weren't serving with your lips and your heart was far from it. Your heart was right, Sharonda. Because your heart was right. Because your heart was right, people felt it. And they kept wanting to come around. They don't care about anybody else. Listen. People cry when good people leave. When people got a heart and they got good hearts, people cry when they leave. They'll leave a company and leave money on the table before they work for somebody with a dirty heart. They're like, it's too stressful for me. I can't handle it. You know, you got some professors. I had a student one time, and the teacher said, let them fail. You know, let them fail. You know, let them fail as Mark Pierce so they can learn. I asked a woman, I said, so what happened with the semester grade since you take the first Mark Pierce and the second, add them together and give them a semester grade? That's because your heart is not right, because you don't care about the kid. Why don't you do this? Why don't you give the kid the opportunity to take the test over? But when your heart is darkened, you won't give them, well, I'm sorry, this is the policy. You know the kid failed. But when your heart is darkened, you won't do it. But when your heart is right, you do whatever you can. Okay, you can try it again. Do it one more time. Come after school. Come and see me. I'll tutor you. I'll give you a ride to work. Right? When your heart is right. God looking for people that will lead from the heart. He don't need people to shout. He don't need you to come down here and praise the Lord. Want to do it. Want it. He don't. Man, God pressed him and said, would you quit acting a fool? Doing that Bojangle stuff, all that dancing, acting a fool in the aisle. He said, would you stop dancing and then treat people right? He said, would you quit speaking in tongues and treat people right? You know, Jesus wasn't playing. Jesus went to Calvary. He went to Calvary because there were people in the temple mistreating people. He went in there and turned the tables over because they were cheating people out of their money. And they were so angry with him because he was changing the environment and love was catching on. They said, we got to kill. Somebody got to die. Let it be him. Because if we don't kill him, he's going to take over everything. Listen, if you don't be careful, when you show love, it'll take over everything. Listen. You'll be so blessed, it'll be beyond your wildest dreams. People do stuff for you. You know, listen, I can call you and you'll do it even if you ain't got it. You'll do it. You'll try to make it happen. That's what happens when your heart is right. Right? Now, this is the proverb. Now, we're about to wrap this thing up. Got three verses. You have to say to God, I know my heart been darkened, but create in me a clean heart. Right? And renew a loyal spirit within me. God created me a clean. I know my heart has been, I know I haven't been looking at people the way you want me to look at them. I know how I've been treating people. I know how I've been, listen, in my mind, because man judged the outward appearance. God judged your heart. You know your heart has not been right. So you said, God created me a clean heart. Clean my heart up because I know I really don't love like I'm supposed to love. Because I've been hurt. I've been broken. And so they don't even know me. Because I got boundaries up. I got a shield up. I got nobody can even feel me. But in your heart, you say, man, if they just really know me. But you won't show them because you've been broken. So you got to say, God created me a clean heart. And King James said, and renew the right spirit within me. What you mean the right spirit? Get the spirit of God working in you. You know, in the back, it's nice to see you. Back here from Grand Rapids visiting us. I love you, man. Listen, I remember him telling me a story one time. You in the audience at the right time, right? I remember him telling me a story once that a young lady didn't have no money. And he does work. remodeling work and all that. And he just went over there, and he knew she didn't have much. But because his heart was right, he did the repairs for nothing. He said, you know, how many times, Mr. Coach, say you drywall and didn't get paid? You knew they didn't have no money. Because your heart right. I know they ain't got, I know you can't afford me for real. But because my heart is right, I do it for you for nothing. You know how it is, Shaq, when you are served for nothing. Right? It matters. Then the kingdom of God comes alive. That's the kingdom. Everybody say, that's the kingdom. Right? So Proverbs says this, guard your heart above all else, for it determines your course of life. Everybody say, guard your heart. Right? Now, the reason why he said it, is you need to guard it, because it is the course of life. It is the thing. A lot of people think they slick, and they try to get to your heart. You know, some people say, I remember a guy one time, he wasn't new stuff, and he knew I was a believer, right? So he tried to, I'm my fault, man, I keep moving. God dog it. You got to tell me to be still, right? Now, the thing is, he knew I was a believer, right? So what he did, hey, man, listen, man, I know God is amazing. I just love the Lord. The Lord is so amazing, right? He was trying to sell me some insurance. So he found out about me. How many of you ever sat down with people and they, how many of you ever did a timeshare? Anybody ever did a timeshare in Florida or anywhere like that? I know you don't want to raise your hand because you got beat out your money, but it's all right. But anyway, people, they start asking you questions so they can know more about you, right? And then they start pulling on your heartstring. But you have to guard your heart because people that write or get it, if it's, listen, it's some evil people out there, right? But if your heart, is going to take you where you're supposed to go. But you got to know it, so you got to protect it. Because you need it, because God gave it to you to make a difference in the lives of people. But you have to guard it, because some people are slip in, and they find a crack, they'll grab your heart and make you do something you don't have no business doing. They'll make you use your gift. Listen, I remember I was a teacher one time, and I know my heart, right? So the guy, one of the ministers, said, listen, we have this African-American teacher who we don't think is doing a good job, right? We need you to go over. And we need, and I have a real good relationship with her. I know you have a really good relationship with her, and I need you to evaluate her, because if I evaluate her, she's going to say it's about racism. So I need you to go. I said, man, you don't get out. No. Don't try to use my kindness in my heart to hurt somebody else. Do your job. Don't ask me to come in and do something wrong. People will use you against you. Every African-American movement that ever took place in this country, I hate to say it, the reason why it failed is because white people, I hate to say this, went into the organization, took black people, used their kindness in their relationship, Chris, and made them turn on the organization, and the organization failed. Every one of them. I hate to say it. That's what happened to all of them. SNCC, all of them. NAACP, all of them. They get someone and they give them a few dollars and they know they got influence because God has put them in a position where they had a heart of the people, and people go in and they say, hey, let me give you a few dollars here, or we'll give you a position of power over here, and you come in and tell us everything that's going on. And the whole thing failed. This ain't about racism. I'm just talking about because their heart was darkened. They were trying to get in so they can destroy a people. And you have people with good hearts. Now, watch this. People had good hearts. People trusted. They believed in them. And guess what they did? They turned on them, and the organization failed, Maggie. Every one of them. That's how they failed. Right? They took people, and they didn't guard their hearts. And they fell for the okey-doke, and they took the money. And they turned on the people. And guess what? To this day, it's 2025. African-American people are on the bottom of the social ladder in this world, not in America. They can never get up. And everybody eat off of you. Right? But won't nobody give you nothing. Hear me well. Right? Now, when you give your life to Christ and God puts you in a position of power, don't you sell out for nobody. do what's right, even if it costs you your life. I don't care what anybody says. I don't care what. When God has blessed you with the heart that you have, lead with it. And you tell them you know where you can go. Amen? Now, here's what I'm about to wrap up. I got two more verses and I'm done. He says, as a face is reflected in water, so your heart reflects in your real person. Your heart tells who you really, really are. All I got to do is follow you around and watch you the way you move, and your heart going to tell me who you really are. It's going to show. It's not going to be your intellect. It's going to be your heart. Your heart is going to tell on you. You can't hide it. It's going to tell on you. So now you got to make sure your heart is right, Sharonda. So when they come, I want to know if she's going to do right. That's why they keep moving you, honey. That's why they keep promoting you, because your heart is right. And here's the thing. When your heart is right, they can't touch you. They can't touch you when your heart is right. Can nobody touch you? They only touch you when you violate and want to take a bribe. And you give them a pinhole in the heart. Then you're in trouble. Then the air starts seeping out the heart. So now, instead of me saying, hey, Terrio, I'm like, what's up, man? Because I can't look him in the face because I know I turned on him when he trusted me. He trusted my heart. He believed in me. That's why you got to lead with your heart. I don't care what anybody say. They don't have to like it, but you have to walk in righteousness. That's why he says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things will be added. Amen? Right? Now watch this. Wherever your treasure is, there your desire and your heart will be also. Now that's scary. I'm not even going to get into that. But wherever your treasure is, I can find your heart. I can tell. That's why I don't look at offerings, because I don't want to know your church. I don't want to know that the church ain't your heart, because I can look at your envelope and tell you where your heart is. That's for real talk. It ain't about giving to the church. It's just about I know where your heart is, because we give what we want to give. You know, I got a grandson. He back there in the back, Jay. You know, I love Jay, so I invested in him. I spent $3,000 for him to go to basketball camp, right? Because that's what my heart was. That's my heart. Just follow my treasure, you can catch my heart. Right? So all I gotta do is follow your treasure. Right? Now watch this here. But you gotta know your treasure come from God. So your treasure gotta be God-centered. So when I move, I gotta move as though it's his and not mine. Right? If I move like it's mine, then I won't give. I won't bless nobody. I won't help nobody. I close my fists and I won't help you even though I got a lot. I won't do for you. Because I don't care. Because God, watch this here. Because your heart is not with God. Because when your heart is with God, all you think about, Shaq said, all you want to do is serve people. How can I help you? How can I save you some money? How can I bless you? What can I do? I'm not talking about the people who begging you. I'm talking.
What's my button?
I'm getting fat. No, that's just psych. All right, now. All right, last one. Everybody's the last one. And I will give you a new heart. Everybody say, I will give you a new heart. And I will put a new spirit in you. That's what he told Ezekiel. Ezekiel would testify. He told the children of Israel. He said, I will take out of your stony heart, your stubborn heart, and give you a tender, responsive heart. That's what would happen, man, when you commit your life to him. I don't care what they do. Don't you do wrong. I don't care what is going on. You have to walk in righteousness, and you got to make sure your heart is right. And everybody ought to see you coming. They should be excited when they see you coming, because your heart comes before you. And it's like the Wi-Fi signal is going to be connected, right? They, ooh, thank God. I'm so glad. Haven't you ever been in something and you see somebody's, ooh, man, thank God, there's so-and-so right there. Ooh, I'm so glad I saw them. That's what happens. When you have somebody, man, that love God and their heart is right, I can't wait to see him. You go to court, ooh, thank God for that judge. Ooh, I'm so glad I got that attorney. I know he's going to fight for me, even though he's a public defender. Because I know his heart is right. What is your heart like? What is God saying about you? Can you make the green book? I know you young people don't know what that is, right? you know, are you the one that they know they can depend on? How many people know about the Green Book? Yeah, that's only a few people, right? So the Green Book, stand up. I'm going to close on this, right? Because I'm 3 minutes over, right? Now, the Green Book was a book that the African Americans had to use to travel south. And they had the book. And wherever you go, if the name went in the book, if the service station went in the book or the restaurant in the book, don't you stop because it may cost you your life. But everybody that was in the book was validated by the people. The question is, does God have your name in the Green Book? Is your heart in the Green Book? Where's your heart? Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, thank you so very much. I thank you for giving us a heart of flesh, giving us your spirit. Thank you for accepting us into your royal family. Thank you for changing our mind and changing our heart, giving us a heart of flesh, a love for the people, a love for each other. Thank you for giving us the position we have, the job we have, the family we have, so we can reflect you. Let us always remember that our heart is what matters. And our heart is connected to our brain. Then all the magic happens when we have our heart connected to our brain. And we can see everything works together. And you can see the power of the good. We love you so much. And Lord, as we leave this place, never your presence, we always want to be with you. We always want to be conscious of you in our life. Thank you so much. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hey, the altar is open for those who like prayer. God bless you.